CNA is not very flexible in that term. Like, as soon as your contract expires, you lose access to everything. It would be nice to have some time, at least to have access to your email so that you could back up. Yeah, just losing access immediately is very... see Ross? Yes, we can hear you well. Could you please say something?
Hello.
Yeah, now it's better. Yeah, now it's better because the audience is here.
So someone reacted to the body right there.
Yes. Yeah, it's a pity you didn't manage to travel. But at least it's good that you're able to join remote. Yeah, we are happy to have them here. If you want to attend their presentation too, I can attend the Zoom meeting. I don't know whether it ends automatically after the scheduled time. But if you want to
the microphone. That's a good thing. Not sure how to
use the camera from the laptop.
Decorated webcam. Or now should I? Maybe I will just stop blurring the background and
sure.
Yeah, something like this, and we have that microphone.
Speaker and
okay, I think should be fine. I'll just share this one. And I will
do you have the program also, the file with the program? Do you want to...
The program? Oh, yeah. Do you want me to start with that, today's program?
Well, we can switch. I can say I can start, and then you can... Yeah, maybe it's good to kind of remind
okay.
What the program is.
Maybe I will share then the PowerPoint. No, this one. But then this one is not on that display. Okay. So which file do you see now on Zoom? Do you see the PDF or?
Yes.
The program, okay.
The perfect, yeah.
Right. Do you have this? No, it's not touch screen, so I should.
Yeah, if you close down that one then. That can easily, or just stop slideshow.
I have to duplicate.
No, but just if you do, because that starts easily again, so you can just stop and slideshow. Then you should have access to
The
PDF. Yeah, okay, over there. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Fine. Okay, welcome everyone to the Manor School Jovik 2020 and to the 2022, sorry. And today we have the Manor Day where we will be mostly discussing the Manor project, and also our partners visiting from different universities will present their work today. So we start with John's introduction to the Manor project in general, because I know you keep hearing this word, but some of you may not know what exactly it stands for. So a bit about Manor project from John. And after that, Professor Horiuchi from Chiba University, who unfortunately due to COVID-related reasons is not physically with us, will present remotely over Zoom on like what his lab is up to and what kind of research they are conducting on appearance. And after that, Professor Sharat, who has a full-scale tutorial on Wednesday, will give a brief introduction also to his group. Then we have a coffee break with coffee and some snacks. And after that, we have a 75 minutes slot for three students visiting, two students visiting from Chiba University, and Tsubasa Ando and Kiyosuke Ota. And they will very briefly present their work, like around 10 minutes each. And we also have Chengan visiting from Chengan He from Yale University, who will present his work on inverse rendering for around half an hour. And then the rest 25 minutes we can use for discussions, or we can take a slightly longer lunch break. Then we have the lunch, which will be served in the canteen from around 12:30. And after that, we get back to this room, where Aditya and I will briefly share our personal experience with Manor and Manor mobilities, and how the traveling with Manor has been and what it gave to us. We might also have Irina, another PhD at NTNU Jovik, who may join. If not, I will present a few slides from her experience too. And then we have half an hour from 2 o'clock for general discussions to discuss the future of Manor and what can be done to like collaborate more on material appearance and what we need to do in material appearance in the first place. After that, 2:30 to 3:30, we have lab visit, mostly primarily for visitors from other institutions who have not seen the color lab, to get acquainted with our equipment, the setups, and we will have a couple of demos where we show some of our setups.
And after that, from 3:30 to 5:00, we have an internal meeting for minor project members to discuss the project management, but that will be in G303, in the building where the canteen is and where the lunch is served. And then, yeah, the speakers and minor project members have received an invite to the dinner. And, yeah, tomorrow we meet a bit earlier, but I will talk about it tomorrow morning. So tomorrow, see you at 8:30 in the T building, which is, if you just continue over there, it's a fresh new building, the gray one, which says T near the roof. So see you there tomorrow. But more on tomorrow's program later. So let's start with today. And the first presentation will be by John, who is the project leader of Manor. I will very briefly stop sharing the PDF and share the. Okay, where is the mouse? Share the PowerPoint over Zoom. Oh, okay. It's on the second screen. That's right. Do you see the PowerPoint on Zoom?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's all set. Okay.
Okay. Good. I would also like to say welcome to those of you are here. It's been this is kind of the first day of the Manor workshop where we kind of just the Manor workshop half of last week we were together with the CVCS conference that most of you also attended, so I think that was good then, right? Did you like the last week? Good.
Yes,
yes. I think so. Of course, for some of us who are interested in all of that, it's really good. Maybe others who are just interested in parts of it, it can be more challenging. But, you know, I think so, yes.
The best one?
Of course. It only gets better. So it will just be surpassed by the next one. And I don't know. I haven't discussed, but, you know, whether it was the best one or not. But I think it was. Okay. I don't have a very organized presentation to give you today. I have learned many times that I should not start by apologizing, but I actually locked in my laptop the whole weekend at the lab, and I couldn't get to it. So what I'm doing now is to reuse a presentation that was given to the Norwegian Directorate for Higher Education and Skills, which is one of the funding agencies of this project, together with the Research Council of Norway. So at the Research Council of Norway is where we get most kind of the research funding from, and this directorate here is more on the education side, and that kind of also shows that this project is, as the title say, both related to research and education, and we're trying to kind of join the two to do work that kind of both benefiting research and education and the connection between the two, which is pretty logic and natively quite interesting and normal for us to do, because education and research is what we are doing in a university anyways. Of course, the scientific main topic of this project is material appearance, which you know, I could have added many slides to kind of introduce that. It's a topic that has been around as a research topic for a long time, but I think it's gaining popularity and importance these days, and there are quite a lot of research going on in the world on material appearance, including here at the Color Lab in Gjøvik. So based on the way this project is funded is that it's based on a, let's say, a base project or a core project, which is a research project called Move Up, Measuring and Understanding Visual Appearance, that has been going on for several years and now is about to finish. Now, this is kind of building on that to extend it more internationally, and also with link from research to education. So as you can see in this previous version of the logo, we actually have a new updated logo here, but still the kind of intention of this network is that, well, it's funded and it's managed from NTNU, so we are kind of at the center of the of this network, but then we have chosen four very important and good partners, partner universities, to work with in this project. Chiba University in Japan, Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay in India, and Xi'an University of Technology in China, and Yale University in the US. So you will meet most of these partners physically or virtually during this week.
Actually, we're lucky today to have representatives from all partners except one, except the Chinese partners. We have representatives from Chiba, IITB, and Yale.
Yes, that's very good. And our objective is to establish and strengthen long-term relations for collaborative research and education activities within the field of material appearance, measurement, and understanding. And let's see if I can go to the next slide. Yes, there we go. And that includes collaborative research and exchange of students and academic staff. That has been a lot of the activities so far in the project. Of course, when it comes to physical exchange of staff and students, we have been through a bit complicated period for that, which then, of course, has affected a lot how the project has been run, because we haven't been able to do as many exchanges as we were hoping to do. But now, actually, things are happening again, so it's very good to see people here, and we also, there are kind of these mobilities and staff exchanges happening this year. We also had a goal of developing a joint course on material appearance, and we have this goal of establishing kind of something for the future and some kind of international organization or something of that nature in the field of material appearance. That was not an original goal, but that has been formulated as a goal. And looking a little bit into the different things, different kind of goals, long-term international partnerships, well, that is, it's kind of challenging because we're not talking about just, you know, academic to academic, you know, person to person collaborations between colleagues, which is very nice and easy. We want something that lasts. We want something that's founded in the institutions. So that's kind of a challenge. But here are some of the things we have done in that direction. Worth mentioning a master level course on material appearance that we are running here in NTNU as a part of the COSI program, that is kind of coming out of the project. And one very significant thing that we have established that, that will go into the future is the Manor Conference. This is not what we are doing here today. This is a Manor training school. But we have established a concept called Manor Conference, which we hope that will continue to run for the future. And the speciality with that Manor Conference is that it's not a standalone new conference. It is a, what shall we call it? Maybe for you to remember, we can say it's a parasite conference. No, that's a bad word. Our plan is to piggyback on other conferences. So we will have a series of Manor Conferences that will take different forms, hopefully every year, and will be organized together with other established conferences. So that means that there is no budget or a lot of organization that we have to do with Manor. You know, we are kind of joining other conferences. And there are many reasons for doing that, apart the fact that it's cheap and avoids some of the organization. It is that the material appearance field is super interdisciplinary, and there's actually interest in it from many different other, you know, fields of research, and we need to kind of to meet people from all of these fields. So this year, the first Manor Conference will happen at the Color and Imaging Conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, in November. I don't have the exact date here. I should have that in the slides. Then we will have a program, you know, together with the Color and Imaging Conference. There will be a workshop on material appearance. There will be tutorials on the material appearance. There will be a session of submitted papers on the material appearance. So that kind of makes a program. Is there another more? A keynote that we are specifically on material appearance. So that kind of gives a very a nice program within the program of Color and Imaging Conference. Yes, you can interrupt me along the way with questions or added information or whatever. This was just an example. Maybe you get back to this, of the fact that there's actually also research coming out of this. You know, this was from David's time he spent in at Yale. So just saying that there are papers coming out of it. We did some traveling also before Corona came. So here was the NTNU delegation at Chiba University. There was the CCIW conference, but we also had meetings and kind of and we funded travel and exchange from the Manor Project at that time. So this goal of linking education and research, which is important, we can say that this appearance course, appearance perception and measurement, is a very much a research-based course. So in addition to kind of lectures on state-of-the-art in research, there is also a project so that the students get to do small research projects themselves in that course. And the mobility, PhD student mobility has led to research, as I mentioned. And the workshops, they are very much also linking, the PhD research together or the PhD program with the research. And the master students are very integrated. We have seen last week, and hopefully, let's say tomorrow or so, the Coastal students will join, we have tried to make that happen, but it can be challenging to fit with the course schedules and special event schedules as we're doing now. But I'm hoping that the master students will.
Tomorrow and the day after is a part of the appearance course.
Yes, exactly. So then we're doing these efforts to link with the research education. This is just a screenshot of the course description, and we're not going into that now. But the fact that there is a specific course now on appearance on a master level is pretty unique. There are not so many courses, I think, in the world on that topic. This was from last year, I think, just to kind of showing some activities we're linking with students and research related to this. So some other, we did go to Mumbai. That was a very, you know, just in time before the pandemic hit. We had a very good manner workshop, manner training school. Little bit like this, but different, but the kind of the same concept, right? We had in your place, so that was super nice. Another aspect to look into is kind of how do we cooperate with other with business and public sector. That was one of the questions they asked us. Now we have. There are many companies that are interested in appearance. We don't have them formally in the project. The Manor project is kind of an academic project only, but we do visit. We have made some visits and some meetings and some discussions kind of related to this. And also, we aim to kind of go beyond the main partners of the project, so also within the kind of scope of the Manor project, we have been visiting other universities. And while the first point also on the list here is actually that there is a good kind of link to a French group or research interest kind of group that are quite active called APAMAT, appearance material, you know, apparence de matériaux. So we have a good collaboration with them from this project. This is just from a trip we had within related to the project. So, okay, what are the challenges and of running a project like this? Well, you know, we don't want even to say the name anymore. You know, COVID. Yes, that has been a huge challenge. And maybe, you know, in this is kind of a critical discussion kind of challenge. We did a lot of postponing the activities because we were waiting. Well, it will not take so long time. And then you can do that mobility, or we can do that workshop. But then we had to wait longer, and we had to wait longer. Maybe we could have done more. Virtual event. We haven't done so many kind of, let's say, virtual events within Manor because this was really about the physical getting together and things like that. So we have done some virtual events. There has been some challenges in terms of the organization where, you know, maybe some key people that we were working with does not work in that role anymore, and some different things like that. That always happens. It's a little bit illustrating this importance of getting the collaboration from the personal interactions, which are very important. But we need to also try to get things rooted in, you know, at an institutional level. Well, we are kind of in the middle of this. This slide was made in the beginning of this year, and some things have happened later this year. There has been activities in 2020, and we are doing this workshop, this training school now. We are doing the Manor conference in a few months, and there are a few mobilities, some that we are seeing here that are, you know, coming here now, and some of us are going out in different places. So that's good. A little bit looking even further to the future, I would like to get back to this kind of platform for the Manor conference, which is going to transcend the project itself, because the Manor project, funded by the, you know, the Research Council and the Directorate for Higher Education Skills, that will finish very soon. But hopefully this Manor conference series will continue into the future. And we have established a steering committee for this. And transform into a formal international organization. I don't know how formal we want to be, whether it is we'll stay with a steering committee or whether we should establish some kind of organization. We don't I mean, there are many organizations already. We don't really, don't have to compete with them. But we think that there is a good need for a group that focuses on material appearance in liaison, in relationship with all the other relevant organizations and conferences and activities that's going on in related fields. So let's see. That was it that I had. Any kind of questions and comments on this before we continue? Yes.
So what's the status of this course? Is it possible to access this course from the campus?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. You can see there's a little mismatch between we promised a manor course, and now there is a course here, right? It's not a course that is fully collaborative, but it's kind of coming out of this, and there are some contributions, I think, from the partners. But how... I would say if there is, from the partners, a wish to, question, can a student attend this? I would want to go very far in allowing that to happen. But it's not like it's accredited in different organizations, institutions for now. But this is something, I think this is a good topic for, even the meeting later today, to see whether there is something we should do with the other universities to be able to answer yes to that, clearly, to that question.
A formal accreditation and to earn credits like across universities is a more challenging task, and we're still discussing and still open. But what we have agreed on so far, at least more informally, is to share resources, teaching materials, and it shouldn't be a problem to give guest lectures on each other's courses. So the one, for example, Holly May or Sharat is giving a tutorial on his expertise in our appearance course. So that's more informal thing, but to really earn the credit that will go into the diploma, that's still another question whether we will manage it at this stage or not, but we're working on that.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay, then we continue to the next. Okay, I'll let you take the technology here.
Professor Horiuchi, do you hear us?
Yes.
I will stop sharing. And... I will make you a presenter I think now you should be able to share your screen.
Yes.
I will just take these two. Can we make this larger? Yeah, I think you're good to go. We're ready. If you're ready, we can start.
Okay. Hi, good morning, everybody.
My name is Takahiko Horiichi from Chiba University, Japan. I'm sorry I couldn't visit you there today, but thank you for this opportunity to do this remotely. Today, my talk is entitled
of you
so that I'd like to produce this portrait. So she comes to the Japanese word that literally is a sense of quality within the kanji, which is to come. So she means the quality to come in the sense. So she comes in the Japanese word that literally is a sense of quality. So the term come is becoming more common to be and famous experimental psychologist that said itself was about 40 things that I use that is in 2020. And to explain to come, let's start with color, which you are familiar with. So color contains a large amount of information, the centers of our life. And we also use that information in our daily life. So we can imagine objects by identifying color. So for example, please imagine a dumbbell. So the dumbbell is a piece of equipment used in weight training. It is likely that you picture a dark gray weight attached to both sides of a steel bar. That gray weight attached to both sides of a steel bar. So like this. So you can easily imagine the dumbbell. Now, I'd like to show you another dumbbell. So that gray weight attached to both sides of the steel bar. So you can get rich information from the second image compared with the first image. So what kind of information can you gather from the second dumbbell? So I'm sure that most of you would have perceived that the second dumbbell is made of iron, and you might have also assumed that this dumbbell is heavy, or the topic of this dumbbell is cold. So the interesting thing is that this image consists of only algae palatina. However, the nature of dumbbell made of iron or heavy identified by our brain upon looking at the picture is not presented in the first image. So this iron or the heavy is an example of dumbbell. So let me give you more examples of dumbbell. Most of us can identify if this object is fragile and hence must be handled carefully. So this assessment of physical property of an object, fragility, is another concept which comes. And if we perceive that this world is fixed by looking at this object, so we will walk slowly and so this assessment of the physical state of the world is also one characteristic term. And if we assume that this object is heavy, so we automatically adapt the sound and physical sound and lift the object slowly and carefully. So this represents the assessment of another physical property of the object, large weight. And it is not a life. So these assessments of an object that came from particular information led to become a system in Japanese. So despite system being a key element of our behavior, academic efforts to answer questions such as how to perceive this habitat or introduce system have proven to be elusive. Obviously, color is made of clothing used to become better. This can use not only artificial signals, but also higher order parameters, spatial and temporal distribution. So to better illustrate this system, Japan established the National Project for Brain and Information Science System, Material Perception, in 2010, bringing together brain scientists, engineering researchers, and like for those problems that we investigate, it comes from an academic perspective. And from 2015, a project for innovative system science and technology started, and its scope includes sensors other than these. And in 2020, a new project for these systems continued the research study, expanding it up to include the underlying hidden system. And in Europe, you know, they published the representation of the invention data and material physics project was launched in 2012, and mainly to qualify systems from a visual psychological viewpoint. And the further, the guiding project that is approaching to making a presentation of the design in terms of margin, visual, and tactile. And of course, you have much to contribute to the appearance. And in those projects, the term system has to use the refer to the following four characteristics. The first one is the material particles, metal, ceramic, plastic, so. And the second is the physical properties, gold, vibration, and the car is a physical effect, red, plastic, white. And last one is objective by beauty, tasty, cooling, and it's so let us consider the first collection of the material category, which has been a focus of several studies. For example, in the field of computer vision and image detection, research on material classification and material recognition has been actively carried out along with the development in deep learning technology. So by the current technique, even if the tapes are the same, they use the samples, they can identify the appropriate categories, order, by the aspect of the life system. And the next characteristic is the physical property. So with regard to physical properties, studies on the acquisition methods of physical properties and the perceptual mechanisms have been processed significantly. So Japanese famous research discovery that low order statistics contribute to the recognition of physical properties that has a profound impact on subjective measures. So they observe that the glossy appearance of the topic is often accompanied by positively skewed nominal systems. And in Europe, the United States, so material appearance or material perception is often used as a term according to system, as I said earlier, but such instances also refer to only material categories and physical properties. However, the term corresponding to system includes higher concepts of physical change and the subjective value that can be perceived from objects. So the physical state is the characteristic that most influences our behavioral choice. For example, Sawayama et al. Shows that the human physicist uses the color statistics of an image for the perception of a technologically important surface condition of the direction. So psychophysical experiments have shown that the overall enhancement of the chromatic saturation combined with changes in the luminous tone increases the darkness and the grossness of the image, thereby making it play to try image. So although research has only begun with this area, the physical state is a crucial aspect in the field of humanoid robots and automatic driving technology in the future. And next, the characteristic is subjective.
So subjective value is the highest standard that is like human value judgment from visual engineering. For example, this is an example of a study of the influence of visual appearance. So this movie from the AR-60 demo developed by Professor Kima and his colleagues. So the left side shows the original 60 tuna, and the augmented version now salmon, on the right of the right. And I have the access used as a trigger to change the visual picture. So even if you ate the same tuna while watching the salmon, they are, you will end up coming out. So this shows an example as to how this can affect our temporary processes, here our sense of speech. So research in this field has always just begun to focus mostly on large industrial applications. But as you can see, SIGCAM is a broad research field that is related to our system and cognition. Okay, today I will introduce our two studies in the laboratory. One is the study on level visibility, and another is on loss editing during image processing. Okay, the first topic is the title, the difference is differentiation between generic and artificial lens, quantifying the feeling of authenticity. So, material appearance is an important aspect of the product design to improve consumer motivation. However, it is essentially qualitative and difficult to express in words. For example, there are appearance desires by designers that don't understand the developers and the producers in words. So therefore, it takes much time to understand each other's ideas. So by combining such words to form perspective values, efficient manufacturing can be realized. So this study focuses on appearance of leather used in various products. So the appearance of genuine leather provides a luxury impression to consumers. Although designers want to use genuine leather, the artificial leather is often used in these days because of the high price of leather and the animal rights. So there are, however, the appearance of artificial leather that provides different benefits to consumers compared with genuine leather. So we assume that identifying the leather properties could be useful for the development of artificial leather products that reduce the same intensity as genuine leather. Therefore, we aim to explore aspects of the perceptual impression of leather and to evaluate the feeling of authenticity. At the same time, by proposing quantify the model of feeling of authenticity, we contribute to efficient manufacturing. So to achieve this topic, we constructed the hierarchical model. So here, it is characteristic referred to the leather properties observed by our eyes. Influential factors referred to the representative impression people mainly perceive from leather. The last feeling of authenticity is represented based on the information from the image itself. And the image characteristics were obtained by the visual instrument. And the impression factors and the feeling of authenticity were estimated by subjective experiments. So from the next slide, I explain the experiment. Since the appearance of lens changes with the observation angle, so we constructed a corneal photogenic. Moreover, we also use and as a result, 92 words were extracted. And then, appropriation was conducted to extract more suitable words for readers, creating 92 words. The participants related each word on the Hedelman scale, and we extracted words based on the mean and the standard deviation among the participants. As a result, we extracted 24 words in the familiar group, and the other we extracted 28 words in the unfamiliar. The next, the participants evaluated the similarity between the extracted objective words, 24 and 28 words. A distance metric was made with the ratio of not the same meaning in the answer as the distance between each word here. And using the results, we calculated the multidimensional coordinate of each word. And the multidimensional data was narrowed down by cluster analysis. As a result, the words were divided into A and the 9 clusters for each group. And each cluster was defined by the representative word with the highest appropriated word cluster. And finally, after analysis was performed using the 8 and 9 words in both groups, we confirmed that there were two intentional factors regarding the reading. So in familiar groups, after one was determined to the topic group, because it corresponds to words relating to the topic roughness and length. And factor two was defined as the reflection of pages, meaning reflective and dignified the appearance because it corresponds to words relating to reflective and affective. And whereas in our familiar group, factor one was determined to be get black because the factor was related to topic uniformity, black color,